Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says the Central Intelligence Agency conclusion that Russia interfered in last month's presidential election to boost his chances of winning is ridiculous. Meantime, Arizona Senator John McCain and three other senators have called for an investigation into Moscow's interference in the election, saying that it should alarm every American.
Now, whether they intended to interfere to the degree that they were trying to elect a certain candidate, I think that's a subject of investigation. But the facts are stubborn things. They did hack into this campaign, and they did it, with what seemed to be effective of a sort of every week or so there was new information.
Senator McCain also took issue with the possibility ExxonMobil chief executive Rex Tillerson would be Trump's nominee for Secretary of State. McCain says he is concerned about Tillerson's close ties to Russia. An explosion at Cairo's Coptic Christian Orthodox Cathedral Sunday killed 25. About 50 others or more were wounded. There has been no claim of responsibility for that attack. Came 2 days after a bomb in Cairo killed 6 policemen, an assault claimed by a group authorities linked to the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. A truck bomb exploded outside Mogadishu's new seaport on Sunday, killing 20 people there, wounding dozens more, the militant group Al-Shabaab claiming responsibility. That attack comes as Somalia is in the process of electing a new government and an oft-delayed presidential vote, which is set for December the 28th. This is VOA News. A Kurdish militant group known as the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons has claimed responsibility for bombing that killed at least 38 people and wounded more than 150 others in Istanbul, Turkey. We get more now from reporter Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Istanbul has been starting the process of burying those killed on Saturday night's twin suicide bombing. Most of those people who were killed were police officers. First funerals of those officers were carried out on Sunday. A funeral drew the attendance of the President, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the Prime Minister, Binali Yildirim, and also senior ministers at one of the funerals. The Minister of Interior, Süleyman Soylu, promised revenge against those who carried out these attacks.
Kurdistan Freedom Falcons is seen as an offshoot of Turkey's most visible militant group, the PKK, or Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has battled the Kurdish government, the Turkish government, for decades to get an autonomous homeland in Turkey's southeast. Three Syrian opposition officials say overmatched rebels battling Russian-backed government forces in eastern Aleppo have received a U.S.-backed proposal to join with civilians in leaving the city under safe passage guaranteed by Russia. Such an agreement would also guarantee the safety of a vast Aleppo civilian population who have been trapped since September by the fighting. Meantime, Islamic State militants have recaptured the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra despite Russian airstrikes as government and allied forces focus on taking Aleppo. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunas says the Syrian army, nearly 6 years in conflict, is overstretched.
So it's not surprising that ISIS would try to take advantage of this while the focus is on other Syrian rebel groups to try to gain some land and gain some key cities such as Palmyra. And this is particularly important to them given the substantial losses they have had elsewhere in Syria and in Iraq.
The government took Palmyra from IS fighters in March, and Zunas says he expects that, once Aleppo is in government hands, it would eventually turn its focus to retaking Palmyra. New Zealand Finance Minister Bill English was sworn in today as the country's new prime minister after last week's surprise announcement that John Key was stepping down after 8 years in the role. The swearing-in ceremony held at Government House in Wellington, English taking over at a time when New Zealand is doing well economically. State Services Minister Paula Bennett was named Deputy Prime Minister. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.